When startups need money, they often turn to venture capital. Men dominate that world. More than 70% of venture capital firms have no female partners at all. The industry has had its share of Me Too problems. One woman who has survived that has come up with a new kind of safeguard. She hopes others will follow. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has her story.
The experience of raising money last year bewildered Elizabeth Georgie. Almost always, she pitched her firm to an all-male audience of investors.
People would assume that my male colleague was the founder and not me. I would occasionally have people ask me about whether or not I have children or if I was planning on having children anytime soon.
Georgie was raising money for Suna, a same-day photo and video startup she co-founded. In February, she found an investor who seemed keen on her vision. He agreed to invest, then sent her naked photos of himself.
I remember crying in the bedroom upstairs while my colleagues were having dinner downstairs because I just thought, is this what I'm going to have to subject myself to if I want to raise this money and build our dream?
Georgie turned down his money, but the experience reverberated.
I've probably spoken to more than 100 female founders across the U.S., and I would say that half of us have a story.
So Georgie drew up what she calls the candor clause. It requires investors in her company to disclose any prior allegations of discrimination or sexual harassment. Georgie says investors wield a huge amount of influence over startups and their executives, so it's critical to address potentially toxic personal dynamics up front.
If nothing else, we should be able to have radically honest conversations with each other about how we want to be treated in the world.
Georgie eventually received funding from investors who endorsed her candor clause. She's since shared it publicly on her company's website, hoping to help other women founders who are a relatively rare breed. Last year, only about 2.5% of all venture capital funds in the U.S. went to firms founded by women, according to research firms PitchBook and AllRaise. Other surveys also find sexual harassment is a big problem among female founders. Ellen Pao is a former venture capitalist. She sued premier Silicon Valley investment firm Kleiner Perkins for gender discrimination. She lost that 2015 trial. She now heads Project Include, which advocates for diversity in technology. Pao applauds the candor clause and its intent. But, she says, if it's violated and the case goes to court, women would still face an uphill battle.
It's so hard to sue venture capital firms. Having done it myself, they have so many resources.
Indeed, meeting the legal standard for sexual harassment is tough in court. That's why the candor clause and other similar efforts aim to prevent problems before they occur. Take an online directory called Moving Forward. It publishes discrimination and harassment policies of venture capital firms that agree to post them. About 150 firms have posted so far. It's the brainchild of serial entrepreneur Cheryl Yeo Soo Hoi, who says she was sexually harassed and assaulted by an investor 5 years ago.
When I was harassed, I didn't know what to do. There's a problem between VC founder relationships and a power imbalance. What can we do at the very basic level to improve that?
As far as Georgie's candor clause, she says 40 women founders have gotten their investors to sign it. But others are afraid to push for it.
I have had conversations with other female founders who've expressed fear about trying to talk about the candor clause and concerns that it would somehow cause an investor to rescind their support.
Don't think so little of yourself, Georgie says she counsels them. You have a right to demand better behavior. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.